Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. The Reverend Dr. Steve Shave is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Romans chapter 5. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with our office hymn, hymn 734. I trust, O Lord, your holy name, hymn 734. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Brothers and sisters, what is your standing in life? It seems like some live on Easy Street, while others are stuck on the wrong side of the tracks. Seems like some got it all together, while others are falling apart. Seems like some are in good standing with society, while others have a horrible reputation. But no matter how good it may seem where someone is standing, I can guarantee you this: wherever they are, suffering will be there too. We all suffer. Now, we can try to escape it for a little while for spring break. Maybe we could magically be transported to our own little tropical island, and they would make sure they removed every jellyfish from our scuba outings. They'd feed us so much that we'd never even have a twinge of a hunger pain. But it can only last for so long. Suffering will eventually find you, coronavirus or not. And why? Because we are sinners living in a fallen world at war with God. And in this life, it brings pain. And so in this life, there is suffering. There is grief. There is despair around us, no matter where we stand. And so it may at times feel hopeless. After all, how can an unworthy sinner, at war with God, no less, ever stand in the grace of our Father? Because to be at peace with God the Father is to be justified, to be declared not guilty of breaking God's commandments. And I don't know about you, but I am guilty as sin. Our only hope then is to obtain access to the grace of God in which we might stand, that we might then rejoice in the hope of the glory of God himself. But brothers and sisters, this is where suffering comes in. This is where suffering comes in. The only path to glory is through suffering, as our Lord Jesus Christ leads us along the path to grant us access to God's grace. Temptation, suffering, dying, this is the path Christ must follow. He will fulfill the law and he will pay the penalty for all of our sins through his suffering and sacrificial death. Only in his sacrificial death upon the cross will I be justified. Will God declare for us his peace? Only as I am baptized into Christ's death and resurrection, my life conformed to his, will I stand where he stands. On a path that leads to suffering, and then to a tomb, but then outside the empty tomb in a garden. The race won in the darkest hour. The victory already ours in the dawn of the resurrection. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. But not only that, but unlike the world, we rejoice even in our sufferings. It changes everything, even how we look at our own suffering. As discipline, yes. Mortification of the flesh, yes. Drawing us closer to that in which Christ himself endured for us, yes. But also a hope. A hope for what is to come. Knowing that suffering produces endurance, that endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope, brothers and sisters, does not put us to shame. No, God's love has been poured into our hearts just as he has given us his Holy Spirit. This is faith. This is faith. Not receiving the things promised, but to hope and to believe. Having been given a foretaste of what is to come, of that promise fulfilled. God's love poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us in holy baptism, that we might not only have a death like his, but that we will have a resurrection like Christ's also. Dear brothers and sisters, this hope changes everything. This hope changes everything, that we can find joy even in our suffering and in our persecution for the sake of the gospel. Willing to bleed and to die and to sacrifice for others, because it is along a path to glory in which we have already obtained access in Christ Jesus only. So it is that when training for life's marathon, you will find joy in suffering, as it is building your endurance, as it builds your character, and with your eyes fixed upon the cross and your eyes fixed upon the prize, it will strengthen you to push through past the finish line. Know today, dear brothers and sisters, that God has poured out his love into you. God has given you his Holy Spirit. He will strengthen you and he will fuel you to push past your suffering, that you might cross the finish line to glory. Believe. Hope. Rejoice. Rejoice. For yours, yours is the kingdom. In Christ, you have access to stand in the very grace and love and mercy of God, not just now, but forever. Where Christ goes, we follow. Even as the pain sets in, as the breathing becomes labored, as the darkness of death starts to overcome, keep your eyes focused on the cross. Look and see your salvation. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. And know that you have turned the corner. That the day of the resurrection, look, see it. It's just around the bend. Carrying with him your crown of eternal life, here comes the Son. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Savior. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Sean Ballard, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.